Welcome to the Celtic Christmas Podcast at CelticChristmasPodcast.com. My name is Mark Gunn, and every few days from now until Christmas, I will share with you the Christmas music and entertainment from various Celtic podcasts online. Today's show is the 2007 Christmas special of the Cleveland Celtic Podcast, hosted by Wendy Lee. Find out more at ClevelandCelticPodcast.com.
I had heard that every year, on Christmas Eve when night was near, if I'd listen close, I'd surely hear Santa and his nine reindeer. Old Santa the Fat and Rudolph the Red and eight other reindeer who powered a sled that could soar through the air like a heliplane jet. And I'd watched every year, but had not seen it yet. I had told to the Santa fans that the old man's legend was out of hand. In department stores, the man is mimicked. He's just another Christmas gimmick portrayed by a fellow whose real name is Herschel. I told them, Santa's just commercial. But nobody listened to what I had said, so late Christmas Eve, when all were in bed, I sneaked down the stairs with a masterful scheme to prove that Saint Nick was no more than a dream. My camera was aimed at the fireplace, and it stood well concealed on its new gift-wrapped stand. The camera was running all the night long until well after midnight, when Christmas Eve was gone. He hadn't showed up, not even an elf. I had proved he was untrue and was proud of myself. So I turned off my camera and headed for bed. I chuckled smugly and then shook my head. And that's when it happened. Of all the bad fate, someone behind me said, "Sorry I'm late." I turned with a start, and there, by the tree... Oh, what's the use? Who'd listen to me?
Ah, yes, it's a wonderful thing to believe in elves and magic, and the biggest and best of them all, Santa Claus himself. It's me, Wendy Lee, and that was Darby O'Gill, sharing a tale of Santa on his CD, Christmas Rollick. Merry Christmas, everyone. I apologize for such a long absence. November was kind of a lost month in our household. We've had a family crisis that I blogged a bit about on MySpace, and I do thank those of you that responded with both comments and personal messages of hope and offering prayer. It really does mean a lot to me. My mother-in-law has been seriously ill, and I've had to focus my energies in helping her out, so the show may slow down to once a month for a while until her situation stabilizes. I couldn't let the holidays go by without sharing some great Christmas music, though, so I had to make time to put this show out there. This is my gift to all of you, and I hope you enjoy it. Next up, Tommy Sands with a great tune from his CD to shorten the winter called Hearts of Love.
There were hearts of love on a far-off hill, when the stars came out and they danced their fill, and they came from near and from far away, longing for the dawning of a brand new day. And there were starry eyes on that Christmas Eve, when the light shone down from the Christmas tree. We were hanging up our stockings and behaving so well, waiting for the jingle of the jingle bells. We were waiting, and the hearts of love went tingle, tingle. We were waiting, and the Christmas bells went jingle, jingle. As the years rolled by, how our loving grew, and at Christmas time, I'd wait for you. And it seemed no time till the children came, and we learned to cry and to laugh again. And when times were hard, it was all worthwhile just to watch the wonder in their shining eyes. They were waiting, and the hearts of love went tingle, tingle. They were waiting, and the the Christmas bells went jingle, jingle. There were dolls and cars and teddy bears, and that sticky chocolate was everywhere. And I'd close my ears when they'd laugh and scream. But now it's so quiet here, and oh so clean. For Mary's in London and Joe's in Rome, and I'd give anything just to have them home. Sailing through the sky like that bright star above, moved by the magic of the hearts of love. We are waiting, and the hearts of love go tingle, tingle. We are waiting, and the Christmas bells go jingle, jingle. We are waiting, and the hearts of love go tingle, tingle. We are waiting, and the Christmas bells go jingle, jingle.
Legend has it that Franz Gruber, a churchman in Austria, was going into the church to play the organ on Christmas Eve. Well, the mice had gotten to the organ before Franz had, chewed a big hole in it, one of the hoses, and he was in a pickle because Christmas Eve Mass was coming in, all the people were filing into the church. It was a good thing that Franz knew how to play guitar, because he took out that guitar, tuned it up, and as legend says, he, right there on the spot, he wrote one of the most beautiful Christmas songs ever written. Calm, all
white round yon virgin mother and child. Holy infant, so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace. Silent night, holy night, Son of God, love's pure light, radiant beams from thy holy face, with the dawn of redeeming grace, Jesus, Lord, at thy birth, Jesus, Lord, at thy birth.
And around the world, in many different tongues, song of Silent Night has been sung. From Africa to Asia, even to the tiny little island of Ireland, where all the folks gather on Christmas Eve and light a candle in the window to guide the Holy Family to shelter and safety on a cold winter night. And you can hear the little ones singing in the Irish tongue, waiting for the Christ child to come into this world and into our hearts.
Eachum, eachavecje, arierdu, ulanchke, alleluia, angelegle, contentuagis no. Christ ek chager an sail, Christ ek chager an sail. Silent night, holy night, shepherds quake at the sight, glory stream from heaven afar, heavenly hosts sing alleluia, Christ our Savior is born, Christ the Savior is
born. Version of What Child Is This was recorded by Seven Nations and is available exclusively at their website as a single MP3 purchase. Check it out at sevennations.com. Rounding out the set was Switchback with Silent Night from their CD, A Very Switchback Christmas. Coming up is one of my favorite songs from Bridget Cross's CD, Noel, A BC Christmas. The Littlest Angel was one of my favorite storybooks as a little girl. I can still remember my Gram reading to me as I snuggled up on her lap. You can catch the special Bridget's Cross Christmas show this month at the Eastside Irish American Club on December 14th, St. Ambrose Church in Brunswick on December 15th, Mavis Winkles in Twinsburg on December 21st, and Casey's Bar in Lakewood on December 27th, as well as St. Clement's in Toledo on December 29th. Need that list again? Visit the band's website at bridgetscross.com. I'll have a link to that website in my show notes. So here's a taste of Bridget's Cross Christmas music with the story of the Littlest Angel.
Let me tell you a tale that is often told in the great celestial hall, all about an angel only 4 years old, the littlest angel of all. How all day he would carry a little box that to others had no worth. Ah, but there were treasures in that little box, the treasures he'd brought from earth. Just a butterfly with golden wings, a little piece of a hollow log, two shiny stones from a riverbank, and the worn-out strap of his faithful dog. Then the angels all heard that the Holy Child would be born in Bethlehem, and they all brought presents for the Holy Child. Each gift was a heavenly gem. And the littlest angel put his little box with the gifts so fine and rare. Then the littlest angel sat alone and cried, for his gift was so meager and bare. Just a butterfly with golden wings, a little piece of a hollow log, two shiny stones from a riverbank, and the worn-out strap of his faithful dog. But the Lord chose the gift of the little box that the child had blessed with love. And it started glowing, and that very night it became the star up above. When you see that star as it shines on high in the great celestial hall, you will know the proudest angel in the sky is the littlest angel of all. With his butterfly with golden wings, a little piece of a hollow log, two shiny stones from a riverbank, and the worn-out strap of his faithful dog.
Right, Santa, right again. and carols so high and sweet. Oh, if I had the voice of an angel, I'd be singing that sweet child asleep. Oh, and if I had the wings of an angel, that sweet child asleep. Christmas angel, so long ago, you saw the Christ child in the stars glow. You sang to Jesus on his bed.
That was Christmas Angel by the Ennis Sisters of Canada from their CD Christmas on Ennis Road. Before that was the Elders with Thank God for Santa Claus. I just saw on their website that the Elders will be on the lineup for the Cleveland Irish Cultural Festival next July, and I am so excited about that. It has been too long since we had the Elders here in Cleveland. Well, it seems that even long before I started podcasting, every year I discover a new Christmas CD that I just have to share with everyone as that year's new favorite. A few years ago, it was Tommy Sands' To Shorten the Winter. The following year, I fell in love with Seven Nations' Christmas CD, then Bridget's Cross Noel, and finally last year it was Tend the Fire by Coyote Run. This year, the new CD that has me all excited comes from Matt and Shannon Heaton, titled Fine Winter's Night. The entire CD is great fireside music, and their recording of the Wexford Carol is destined to be my favorite version of all time.
Christmas time, consider well and bear in mind what our good God for us has done in sending his beloved Son. With Mary holy we should pray to God with love this Christmas day. In Bethlehem upon that morn there was a blessed Messiah born. Night before that happy tide, the noble virgin and her guide were long time seeking up and down to find a lodging in the town. But mark how all things came to pass, from every door repelled alas, as long foretold their refuge all was but a humble ox's stall. There were three wise men from afar, directed by a glorious star, and on they wandered night and day, until they came where Jesus lay. And when they came unto that place where our beloved Messiah was, they humbly cast them at his feet with gifts of gold and incense sweet.
Of all birds, since Stephen's day, he was caught in the furs. Although he was little, his honor was great. Jump up, me lads, and give us a trade. As I was going to kill an all, I met a wren upon the wall. I up with me waddle and knocked him down, and brought him into Carrick Town. Little bird, where is your nest? It's in the bush that I love best. It's in the tree, the holly tree, where all the boys do follow me. Well, the wren, the king of all birds, on St. Stephen's Day was caught in the first. So what's up with the kettle and down with the pound? Just give us a penny to bury the wren. Followed the wren 3 miles or more, 3 miles or more, 3 miles or more. We followed the wren 3 miles or more at 6 o'clock in the morning. I have a little box under me arm, under me arm, under me arm. I have a little box under me arm, a penny or two will do it no harm.
O'Gill is a very good woman, a very good woman, a very good woman. Mrs. O'Gill is a very good woman, she gave us a penny to bury the wren.
The wren, the king of all birds on St. Stephen's Day, was caught in the first. So it's up with the kettle and down with the pan, won't you give us a penny to bury the wren?
Was the Wexford Carol as recorded by Matt and Shannon Heaton, followed by Carol of the Bells from the Brobdingnagian Bard's Christmas in Brobdingnag CD, available on CD Baby. Rounding it out was Darby O'Gill with the Wren Song. That song comes from an interesting tradition in Ireland that, according to what I've read, has mostly faded out, but is still practiced in some areas. Long ago, on the Feast of St. Stephen, the day after Christmas, groups of small boys would hunt for a wren, and then chase the poor bird until they either caught it or it died from exhaustion. It was then tied to the top of a pole or holly bush, which was decorated with ribbons and colored paper. Early in the morning on St. Stephen's, the wren was carried from house to house by the boys, who wore straw masks or blackened their faces with burnt cork and dressed in old clothes. At each house, the boys sang the Wren Boy's Song. There are many versions, and the one I just played for you is only one of them. Often, those who gave money were given a feather from the wren for good luck, and then the money that had been collected was used to hold a dance for the entire village. There are different legends about the origin of this custom. One is that St. Stephen, hiding from his enemies in a bush, was betrayed by a chattering wren. Mercifully, wrens are no longer hunted and killed. Today, an artificial one is used. The wren boys now include girls, and adults often accompany the young people. Folk costumes and traditional music and dancing are often part of the festivities, but the money collected is usually given to charity. If nothing else is left of the custom, at least, the folk song survives to remind us of traditions of the past. Up next, Golden Bow, with a lively tune from their Christmas CD. This is To Drive the Cold Winter Away.
Double delights as well for the poor as the peer. Good fortune attend each merry man's friend to do the best that he may. Forgetting all wrong in carol and song to drive the cold winter away. This time of the year is spent in good cheer when neighbors do gather to meet. To sit by the fire and friendly desire each other in love or to greet. Old grudges forgot, they're put in the pot, the sorrows aside they lay. The old and the young have caroled this song to drive the cold winter away. Attend each merry man's friend to do the best that he may. Forgetting all wrong in carol and song to drive the cold winter away. Thank you.
evening, as the snow lay on the ground. The city lights were dim now, barely a soul around to see the shadows of the people, the very young and very old, and all the other people needing to be in from the cold. In from the cold, sheltered from the storm, one night out of many, a chance to be warm with a little kindness. One may unfold if we would bring them in from the them by, we look the other way. We don't want to see them, don't want to hear what they say. But we can't take the chance, for we may realize there is a person behind those sad eyes. In from the cold, sheltered from the storm, one night out of many, a chance to be warm with a
ice and haul away, so haul, brothers, haul. No ship will come for many a more day, so haul, brothers, haul. Oh, the snow has fallen so cold and gray, so haul, brothers, haul. But Yule has come, we lengthen the day, so haul, brothers, haul. For oh, where's the coal for to light the fire, to cook and heat and steam? It's waiting in the Molly Maguire, so break the ice and hook the team and haul, brothers, haul. Oh, my father's back from Aberdeen, so haul, brothers, haul. It's Christmas tide, he's wearing the green, so haul, brothers, haul. Oh, my sister danced the solstice, oh, so haul, brothers, haul. She kissed a man neath the mistletoe, so haul, brothers, haul. For where's the coal for to light the fire, to cook and heat and steam? It's waiting in the Molly Maguire, so break the ice and hook the team and haul, brothers, haul.
Following Golden Bow there was In From the Cold, a song from the Australian band Claymore. Finishing up the set was Hall Brothers Hall from last year's Great Christmas Discovery, the CD Tend the Fire, recorded by the band Coyote Run. There's lots of good music abounding about the Cleveland area this Christmas season. Check out the local events page at my website, ClevelandCelticPodcast.com. A few highlights would include a Christmas concert this Tuesday, December 11th, featuring both local and national musicians at Stamper's Grill and Pub in Fairview Park, the Grotta Irish Christmas Special at Cuyahoga National Valley Park's Happy Days Visitor Center on Thursday, December 13th, and Andy Cooney at the Westside Irish American Club on that same day. Cahal Dunn performs at the Irish American Club Eastside on Sunday, December 16th. Brace Yourself Bridget entertains at the Celtic Christmas Party at Stamper's on Friday, December 21st. And, of course, there are all those Bridget's Cross dates I mentioned earlier. For a full list of events and links, visit my webpage. And please, if you know of an event taking place in the greater Cleveland area that I haven't listed, drop me a line at itsmewendylee@yahoo.com and let me know about it. Up next are the Medieval Babes with a track from their CD, Mistletoe and Wine. Here's a lovely rendition of The Holly and the Ivy.
The holly and the ivy, when they are both full grown, of all the trees that are in the wood, the holly bears the crown.
For the rising of the sun and the running of the deer, the playing of the merry hum, sweet singing in the choir.
The holly bears the blossom as white as leafy flow, and Mary will speak Jesus Christ to be our sweet Savior.
For the rising of the sun and the running of the deer, the playing of the merry hum, sweet singing in the choir. The honey bears the prickle as sharp as any thorn, and Mary bore sweet Jesus Christ on Christmas Day in the morn. For the rising of the sun and the running of the deer, the playing of the merry hum, sweet singing in the choir. The holly bears a berry as red as any blood, a merry for sweet Jesus Christ to poor sinners good.
You caught me. One song on this show is not a Christmas tune, but it is lovely enough to fit with the rest, and it's an instrumental, so I snuck it in there anyway. Following the Medieval Babes there was a four-tune traditional set recorded by Tread, yet another venture for frenetic fiddler John Polotsky. Harpist Triona Marshall, a successful musician in her own right and a member of the Chieftains touring group since the sad loss of Derek Bell, joins John along with Nathan Polotsky, Kara Butler, and Jeff McLarnon to form this wonderful new group. Their CD, Live from Matt Malloy's, is currently available either at shows or directly from the performers. You can see all of the talented members of Tread when they tour with the Chieftains next year. In fact, they will be in Cleveland on March 1st at the Allen Theater downtown. For links to where you can buy all the CDs featured on this show, please visit my website for the show notes. If you're one of those folks who tends to listen to the show right away, as soon as it's uploaded, they may not be there yet. It may take me a day or two, but I will get all of the notes and links up there, so keep checking back. This will be my last show for this year, and I do wish all of you a most joyous and blessed Christmas and New Year. I'm going to wrap it up with Seven Nations, singing an appropriate holiday closer. Until next year, remember to support the artists who make the music you love, attend their shows, and buy their CDs. Nolig Honajiv.
Christmas, let your heart be light. From now on, all troubles will be out of sight. So from now on,
troubles will be miles away. Golden days of yore, faithful friends that are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Years we all await to bring a shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas now. Hope
you enjoyed this Celtic Christmas podcast presentation. Find out more about the artists in this show by visiting the website at CelticChristmasPodcast.com.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 U.S.-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out Pear.com today to learn more. That's P-A-I-R.com.